Social Engineering King, Becoming the Alpha. All right, if you've not started off with the Introduction to Underground Hypnosis part of the course, that should be the first thing you listen to, simply because it's a really good introduction, kind of to get your feet wet, to let you know what underground hypnosis is all about, to understand it actually comes from four different parts and that it's really referred to as black ops. So if that's confusing what I'm just telling you, go ahead and check out the introduction so you can get an idea of what's going on here. I recommend this be the second thing after the intro to listen to, simply because it lays down a really nice foundation for the rest of the course. This section will not be focusing on exact scripts or exact routines that you would use to hypnotize someone or to instantly persuade them, but some of the things you'll be doing are based on some of these ideas. Now, what a social engineering king, what that means is engineering your social situation, taking that dynamic, your social dynamic, that would be a conversation you were having with someone, the body language that people are showing, and engineering that into making you the person in control, to make you the king. Now, obviously, it's going to be much easier to instantly make someone change their mind if you're the controller. You know, a good way to describe this is when you were kids, you most likely did what your mother or father told you because they were in such control of you. And so that's just so important. People do what people of power tell them to do. So much of black ops is easier to do if you're in a powerful position. With that said, it's not impossible to make someone do something without being the alpha, without being the controller. It's not impossible to totally take advantage of a situation and bend people, steer them in the direction you want them to go. It's not impossible to make someone instantly change their mind or drop them into a hypnotic trance. But if you are in complete control, if you are the one that people are looking up to, it makes it easier. Now, I know some of you right now are thinking, my God, I'm never the person that people look up to. You know, this is not for me. Let me tell you something, guys. It's not how you look. It's not how you... It's not if you're fat, if you're skinny, if you're short, if you're tall. That stuff does not matter. If you look at who runs the dynamic, who is the alpha in a lot of situations, it's not necessarily the people that look like a movie star. You know, that's not it. It's more the attitude. And it's knowing what to say, when to say it, and knowing when to shut up. And that's most people's problems. They don't know when to shut up, especially if they get nervous and start talking. So I'm going to walk you through step by step, not only how to, you know, become an alpha, but how to stay an alpha, how to take out the difficult situations. And I'll let you know some of the stuff you'll be in for, because it's not always easy. But once you learn how, now I can walk into a room and totally what I call owning the room. I can totally own that room in a matter of 10 minutes. So it's really not that difficult. Before we get started, I want to explain a couple different situations where alphas prevail and where situations you might want to be the alpha and take control. One might be a work environment. Usually your boss will be the alpha in a work environment, but that is not always the case. Sometimes you will have, you know, some other person in the office for whatever reasons might be the alpha. In some situations, especially like a bar or a club, if you're going in there and you want to hypnotize people into doing what you want for whatever reason, you're always going to need to locate the alpha quickly in that situation. And once you get used to this, and it's not tough to do, you'll be able to walk up to a group of five people you didn't know, and within 5 to 10 minutes, be able to tell who the alpha is and who is the beta. And just so I don't confuse any of you that don't know, you have two types of people. You have an alpha and you have betas. All right. If there is a group of five friends, if you are in a group, let's say you have four close friends, you guys go out or girls go out for drinks and that kind of stuff, or go play basketball. There's an alpha in your group. I want you to sit back right now and think about who is the alpha in that group, because there definitely is one. And if you're not the alpha in your close-knit friend circle, then that would be the first place I would recommend to start, because it's good practice. That doesn't mean it's easy, all right? It's a lot easier to overtake people you don't know, because think about that. You have nothing to lose. But overtaking your own friends is a little bit more difficult. That's why I recommend starting with that. Go ahead and get it out the way. But anyway, so let's get to some actual content and actually explain to you how to locate an alpha, go in and take them over. First of all, please note, alphas are not just in, excuse me, they're not just in human interactions. They are in all species and animal interactions. And I'll tell you something interesting about dogs. And if you've seen Discovery Channel, you've seen, you know, lions have an alpha, and you there's always a ruler in the animal kingdom. Well, dogs are obviously the same way. They travel in packs, and there's an alpha dog. The reason dogs can be trained is not because they know you're a human, because they know you're smarter. As far as a dog knows, you're another dog. I learned this from a technician, a very, very smart veterinarian technician who trained dogs. And they actually think you are also a dog, but you are a commanding alpha in their presence. So then they listen to you. And think about it now, because this is really cool. I'm sure there's been many times you've been scared of a dog. You gave them that alpha gift. You let them become the alpha, and totally they turned it around on you. And then, hell, they were training you. You know, they're looking at you, walking towards you, walking back. They're in total control. So that, you might be thinking, what the hell does that have to do with me hypnotizing, controlling people? Well, think about it. If it works with a dog, it's the same thing you have to do in a human interaction. You have to declare and make sure it is known that you're the alpha. But you have to do it without them knowing. With a dog, doesn't matter if they know or not, obviously, because they can't understand, so it won't be an issue. But with the human interaction, you do have to do it covertly. And that's what Black Ops is all about. It's all about outthinking, outsmarting, outknowing, and outplanning the other person or the other people. And alpha is the same way. You have to outsmart, outplan, and outthink. Luckily, it's not hard, because 99.9% of people in the universe are just going through their lives without thinking about how to overtake, how to do these things. That's why all this is possible, people. It's because other people not only are unprepared, they're uninterested. They don't even think about, how can I always be in control? How can I be an alpha? I mean, honestly, before you got this course, did you ever truly think about why you would need to be the alpha and how it would be so much easier to overtake, persuade, hypnotize, and bewilder whatever you want to do to your subject? A lot easier when you're in control, people. So why is the alpha in control? I mean, it's pretty simple. It's strength type issues, right? Especially in the animal kingdom. The strongest lion, the oldest lion, is going to be the one who is the alpha. Similar in our situation. It's more of a power deal than just strength. And when I say strength in a human interaction, I'm not talking about the one who can bench press the most, the one who can lift a lot of weights. That's not that type of strength. More of an inner strength. Humans communicate based on language patterns. People are communicating based on things that they say to each other, obviously. We use language. So your strength is going to come from your language. How you say things, what you say, people are going to have perceptions of you. Like I said, it's not, contrary to popular belief, on how you look. People are much more interested in how you act. Women, and a lot of women buy this course, so I'd like to get some feedback on this, but I've done a study, and it seems most women are much more interested in how much ambition a man has instead of how he looks. If there's a guy who's really good-looking guy, and, you know, built, works out, has a nice physique, seems like he has it all going for him, but wants to do nothing but sit on a couch and drink beer all day, then most likely women would not be very impressed with him. But if there was average Joe, a little bit overweight, average-looking guy, but has a lot of ambition, wants to make a lot out of his life, then that's the kind of person that's attractive. So our strengths don't necessarily focus on physical attributes. Usually they don't. Usually they focus on these language patterns. Social status, which also is a result of language patterns, okay? And how we hold ourselves in social situations, what kind of job we have, all this kind of stuff is built around our language patterns, how we're communicating with people. Work status, of course, if you're a boss, you have an easier chance of being an alpha than you do if you were the mail runner. Doesn't mean the mail runner still can't be an alpha. It doesn't mean you can't go in tomorrow with a game plan and overtake your office and be the alpha in that situation. First thing we need to do is figure out your intent. What do you want to be the alpha? Do you want to do it because you want to hypnotize someone, because you want to persuade someone? Do you want to become the alpha just so you don't have to catch flack from people, or so you can make the decision maker, be the decision maker? I will say one thing. I would recommend using these tactics, be the alpha in any situation ever, and I'll tell you why. And that's what I do. I very, very, very rarely literally 0.01% of the time, walk into a situation where I'm not in total control. Because what if off the cuff I decide I want to switch this around? What if I want to play God with conversation? Once again, it makes your job easier, your job of persuasion, of advanced black ops tactics, when you're in total control. So I focus on that. In my work environment, total control. When I'm eating with my family, total control. When I'm out with my friends, total control. Meeting a stranger at Walmart while I'm buying some diapers, total control. The key here is total control, and that makes your life easier. Now, you might be thinking, my God, you know, you're kind of creeping me out. You're talking about this all-powerful atmosphere that you're surrounding yourself with. That's exactly it. Now, think about it. You're going to have, any time you're going to have an alpha and a beta, there's no option there, okay? It's not like you're going to have a totally equal relationship with your spouse, with, like I said, the person at Walmart. If you go to the movie and you walk up to the ticket counter, there's an alpha and a beta. That's just so, you know, that's just the psychology of conversation, the psychology of social dynamics. That's how humans and animals and everything is. If you had the option, what are you going to be, the beta or the alpha? Of course, you're going to want to be the alpha. So myself, I recommend doing this in any social situation, period. That way you never have to worry. And if you ever need to use some black ops tactics, you are already set up and ready to go. So the main thing people are looking for in an alpha, we're still describing why an alpha is an alpha. Obviously, it's going to be hard to overtake and become something you have no clue what the hell it is. Is strength. Now, how do we show strength? Two main ways. Social proof, which is the most important, I'll come back to. The other one's storytelling. Anyone who is a bragger, someone that talks about how good they do at this or that, is an annoying person. People do not like that. If you have a friend saying, I went whitewater rafting last week, and it was really tough, but we just did great. And you said, oh yeah, well, I went on one twice as hard as that. If you're always a guy that's done something twice as cool as whoever is talking, then you're an annoying person. You need to quit doing that. That is not going to become an alpha. You're going to look like a jackass. When I say storytelling, it is bringing up small details that give people the idea that you might know what's going on. Let me give you an example, and I'll use a work example. You're sitting around with at a meeting before it gets started and say, wow, that was a long weekend. What about you guys? No, we just kind of sat around. Why, what'd you do? Oh, we just went whitewater rafting. I tell you, man, you really ought to check it out. It was fun, but intense stuff. I tell you what, it's going to be cool, though, because we got twice as many people going this weekend. So you're just telling a story. You've showed all kinds of social proof, which, remember, is the most important thing, by saying, well, I'm not the kind of guy that sits around, does nothing all weekend, sleeps until noon. I'm the kind of guy that gets out there, goes whitewater rafting. I'm an interesting fella. I'm the kind of guy you might want to get to know more about. Who is this guy? This works great. The storytelling aspect works absolutely phenomenally when you're using it in a situation where you don't know people. I immediately start talking about cool things I've done. And this, you don't have to lie, people. Just do some cool stuff, for one, if you don't, because your life, you're not going to live forever. Go ahead and get outside a little bit and do something interesting. But even if you haven't, you can take your day-to-day activities and make them interesting. But storytelling is just such a great way to define a higher value of, I'm an exciting person, someone you might want to get to know. And becoming an alpha is going to have to be subtle. If it was just walking up and slamming someone in the face with the palm of your hand and you were an alpha, which it used to be like that in the caveman times, if it were that simple, then it would not be covert. So please remember, when you're listening to some of this, you think, huh, okay. You know, remember, this is going to be covert. Everything with Black Ops is covert. This is all under the radar thinking. That's why it's so effective. That's why hypnosis is, in my opinion, trying to use for persuasive tactics. Regular hypnosis is a joke. It's not covert. How are you going to persuade someone when you have to tell them? All right, so why people want an alpha? Why do betas require that there be an alpha there? This is also a very important step to understand before you start trying to overtake and become something. Know why people want you to be that. The most important thing, and I'm going to start instead of close this section with the most important, I'm going to start with it. People, groups, are tribes, okay? And you can think of it back to a tribe of Indians, a tribe of an ancient civilization. But every social interaction is a tribe, and every tribe needs a leader. They want to know where you're going to take their tribe. They're going to know. And guys, this can be really simple. Obviously, that doesn't mean that you're going to be going on a trip with your tribe. The point is, they want someone who is capable and who can protect them and their tribe. If it's a work environment, it might be the guy who sells the most, who is the sharpest in that aspect. But it's some type of protection, some type of leader who's going to make good decisions, and you need to find the point of why these people want what these people are looking for in that tribe. Usually in a nightclub environment, if you're meeting someone for the first time, a restaurant, even a coffee break at a coffee house or something like that, usually a random social interaction, the tribe leader is going to be the guy who is showing the most fun. It makes sense. You're not at work, not doing chores around the house, you're out having a good time. You want your tribe leader to be someone who is fun. At work, you have a huge project due with 20 men working on the project. Probably is going to be the guy who's going to make their lives the easiest, who comes up with interesting ideas, who's going to make the workflow happen a little bit quicker. Find out what people are going to be looking for in your tribe, what you need to do to become the tribe leader, to make people elect you. You're never going to elect yourself as being the alpha. You're going to have other people do it for you. But remember, first of all, there's going to already be an alpha, so we have to overtake him, and we're about to get to overtaking the alpha. But what people look for, mainly a leader of a tribe, all right? Now, in a social interaction, I'm trying to give you every aspect of alphaism, if you could say that. But in a social interaction, people, to be an alpha male, you have to be a part of a cool tribe, right? So you want to be the funny guy. You don't want to be hanging out with a bunch of, you know, boring guys who are all wearing gray shirts with gray pants or sweatsuits and, you know, sitting in a corner. Your tribe also, you have a tribe when you walk up to another group, so your tribe needs to be interesting as well. And especially, I have a lot of people ask me about seduction, which we all know that Black Ops is one quarter of seduction, just the persuasive elements. Black Ops has nothing to do with picking up girls. But I have studied a lot of that for its persuasive element. And a lot of the seduction arts is looking and being part of a cool tribe, making women interested, like, who are those guys? Hell, even if they're looking in your direction, they're getting more than the guys who wear clothes just like everyone else, who are doing just like everyone else. Being a little bit different sometimes, especially in social situations where it's not like a work situation, a fun situation, dressing a little outlandish, being a little different, can make your tribe seem interesting. They might want to join your tribe and leave their tribe. So that's how tribes works. Every group is a tribe, and every tribe has a leader. And sometimes a leader might join your tribe, and then you are the alpha, and your tribe gets bigger. Now, tribes might happen just, let's say one night you're with five friends, and you go to a club, and there's a tribe of five people, two guys and three girls, doesn't matter. One of the guys happens to be the alpha, one of the girls, doesn't matter. And their tribe joins with your tribe, so for that night, you are the alpha of the large tribe. The next day, it goes back to normal, okay? So all this is, since this is all theoretical, and since this is all, you know, in your head and not written out, and in their head too, though. I mean, it is the same in everyone's head, even though they don't think about it, and you do because you're using Black Ops. But I guess since you can't put your hands on this and touch it, it all can change. It can constantly change, so you need to constantly be thinking. And once again, that's why Black Ops works, is because we think 20 times more than the average person about social dynamics, social situations. All right, so let's get to the takeover. That's the fun part anyway, right? All right, first off, you got to obviously locate the current alpha. How are we going to do that? It's really simple. You just have to watch closely. See who's making the decisions. See who most people are looking at for confirmation. That's a big thing, people. When someone makes a statement, they're going to usually look at someone. They're not just going to stare at the floor. If someone makes a statement, even if it's a blanket statement, if they just make any kind of statement, look for who their eyes are looking at for confirmation. Okay? Because a large part of the alpha, he's going to be a very ego-driven person. All right? He's going to be giving out his confirmation, whether it's negative or positive, depends on the tribe. But he's going to be giving out confirmation, and watch how he does it too, okay? Because you might have to mimic that. So watch what people are looking for acceptance, and then seeing how he's giving it to him. I've had some people ask me, is there any situations where there are no alpha, where there is no alpha, excuse me? Not often. I have seen it mainly in a group where you have a couple singles just meet together, and even then, within the first 10 seconds, there's going to be an alpha listed. If you're ever in that situation, then becoming the alpha is simple. Just be the decision maker, the confident one. And then once you learn these techniques to actually overtake an alpha, if someone else is battling you with that, then you can instantly overtake him and have no problem becoming the alpha. If there is no current alpha, you're not going to have a problem. So locating the alpha is pretty easy, like I said. Mainly look for who's the decision maker, who's the one giving people acceptance, who's the one saying, okay, this is good. Especially if someone, if they decide, the group decides to go sit over here, even at work now, this doesn't have to be a club environment. If they move from one table to the next, or if one person says, okay, let's get lunch, and everyone gets lunch, look for who that is. That's who the alpha is. All right, now this is a sneaky approach. We're actually getting to the overtaking part now. Once you've located the alpha, you want to become his number one beta, his teacher's pet, okay? We're going to go with the Julius Caesar approach. You can become his number one beta, his teacher's pet, then you're going to stab him in the back when he turns around. And that might seem a little a little hardcore, but honestly, becoming an alpha, I mean, think about what we're doing. We're walking into a social situation, and regardless if we even know the people or not, and immediately becoming the number one man. You gotta get your hands a little dirty to do it. But don't worry, we're covert. No one's gonna know a thing. So we locate, focus our attention on him. If initially he's gonna want, excuse me, initially you are going to want to give him what he wants. All right, let me think of a better way to word that. Initially, you're gonna want to feed into what the alpha is used to, okay? You wanna, wow, man, you're great. This is awesome. If he says something, and you want to do that subtly, if he says something like, if you're at work, I think the Johnson draft is going to be the way to go. That's perfect, man. That's exactly what I was thinking. Damn, you're good. That kind of thing. Feed him compliments. Get his ego higher, okay? Because he is going to see you making these comments about how he is a good person, smart person, the alpha leader. And he's going to see you do that in front of other people. And that's what the number one beta does. Number one beta, the teacher's pet, is the one who boosts up the alpha in front of other people simply to make his alpha status stay up there. And that's what we're going to get to in a little bit. You're going to need a number one beta too to stay where you're at. Someone to boost you up constantly. Because that's what's so awesome about social dynamics is human recognition is revolved much more around than what the person says, but what people are saying around him. If there is whispering going around about how you are a kick-ass person, you're a fun guy to hang out with, and that's back to a little bit of seduction stuff too, because we're kind of swapping back and forth between the four. But if you can get people whispering about you in a good way, then you are becoming the alpha or are already the alpha, honestly. All right, now we're going to start getting a little bit even more sneaky. We've said some compliments. The alpha likes us. We're going to start doing some social proof things, okay? We're going to start, and I told you, remember, the major quality of an alpha male that makes someone an alpha male is social proof. Proving that he is a badass. Proving that she is the person that everyone wants to hang out with. Social proof. Proving to your society around you that you should be number one. Making people think, wow, doing shit that makes people say, wow, that is cool. The more people are giving you compliments and thinking, wow, or you just see a look on their face like, that was good. Whether you're the funny guy or whatever your niche is for this. I'm going to give you three really simple ones, okay? But while I'm telling you this, I want you to focus on, we're still trying to make him feel good. Remember, this is still the sneaky approach. All right, so the first social proof example I'm going to give you is be the nickel knowledge guy, all right? Now, what nickel knowledge is basically useless knowledge, trivia, stupid stuff. And the point here is someone that is interesting and can spout out interesting stuff is immediately gaining social proof. And think about it. If someone sits there and tells you a crazy fact you never knew and follows it up with another and a couple of things, you're like, yeah, damn it. I could sit here and listen to you for a little bit. That's pretty cool. How do you know that? I'm going to tell you a really good website for learning nickel knowledge. is called coolquiz.com. Just a bunch of pointless, stupid stuff on there. I've went ahead and memorized about 20, 30 of these. And just if conversations get boring, if whatever, if I'm needing to overtake someone, and I just, you know, spat out some nickel knowledge. You know, now you don't want to do it in the middle of a heated debate at work. You know, timing is obviously important here. You can be the funny guy, which is going to be the next one at the heated debate. Just kind of break the tension. But the nickel knowledge is more good in a casual atmosphere. If you're at lunch with coworkers or if you're at a nightclub, you know, did you know type questions. Here, I'll give you a couple real quick off the top of my head. Did you know there was a, and this is true, a city in Arkansas called Hooker? There's also, Arkansas has some crazy city names. They have Bald Knob, which I'm not even going to say what that sounds like. They have Beaver. They have 56, an actual city called 56. Magazine. Greasy Corner is another one. They have Possum Grape, Strawberry, Umpire, Wiener. Arkansas has like some of the strangest city names and town names of anywhere I've ever heard of. I mean, think about how much you can talk about that and keep a conversation going with that. And it's something interesting you brought to the table, okay? Now remember, we're still kind of being cool to the alpha male. So we're still sitting next to him, and that's something I didn't mention. You definitely want to have a seat, if possible. If not, not a huge deal. But sitting next to him so you make a lot of eye contact with him. And when you get to the Black Mirror operation about making someone immediately like you, that's in the next lesson. Of course, you can apply this. All the stuff you're going to learn in Black Ops, you'll be mixing and matching as you need. So don't feel like you have to start with an alpha, then go straight into an Iron Man pattern, straight into a Black Mirror operation, straight into a no cleaver. It's not like that. That's how I've set up this course for you, just to learn and get how Black Ops works. But mix and match. But that was one with the and that's just that's called, that routine is just called the funny Arkansas cities routine. But let's see, here's another one that's pretty good. And this one's more just some you can ask your friends or ask whoever is in the group. But there are two words that end with G-R-Y. See if they can guess what they are. For some reason, people have a really hard time with this, but the two words are angry and hungry. Besides that, there's nothing else that ends in a G-R-Y. People usually get angry and don't get hungry. I'll give you another excellent source for this kind of stuff. It's a website called Snopes, SNOPES.com. And that's a fun website just to have anyway in the back of your head. It proves or disproves pretty much any urban legend out there, but just an endless supply of nickel knowledge, really better than coolquiz.com. Some of the cool quiz ones are not quite as hard-hitting and like wow type stuff. Snopes has a lot of really interesting random information on there. But anyway, so remember, this is providing social proof, proving to people why you have a high social status. You know, you're an interesting guy. You know these crazy facts that most people don't know. Now, the next one I already told you is the funny guy. Two types of funny, okay? Joke funny, where you have lines memorized, and natural funny, witty funny. If you want to get better at witty funny, you just have to practice. And I know a lot of people who say, I'm just not a funny guy. I'm just not one of those that thinks on my feet. You're going to hear me talk about this a lot and throughout the course. But the random encounter method is very effective for making you a wittier person. Okay? People like witty people. But people also like funny people. Oh, the random encounter method. You'll hear about this more when I talk about the Iron Man pattern in the next session. But the random encounter method is when you go to a random place like a mall, somewhere like that, and walk around and try to be the witty guy. Use what I call a version of yourself. And you'll hear about that also in the next lesson. I don't want to jump ahead too much because this is mainly just a stick to alphas. But there are ways to train that you'll learn in the next lesson to be more of a witty person. But until then, and if that's a jump you're not willing to take, get online, learn some funny jokes. Everyone loves a funny joke. If you're a bad joke teller, all you have to do is make it a short joke. It's that easy. One-liner jokes. There's a billion of them out there. And that's what's so great about the internet. You can come up with so many social proof techniques. And the last social proof technique, which is still just as important, is the mind tricks. Stuff like mind reading, and this is a really simple one that I'll go ahead and give you that you can use. If you're around a group of people, once again, to provide social proof, still kind of under the alpha, still warming up to them, because this is going to win the alpha over too, okay? All this kind of stuff, the social proof, because remember, he feels like you're his number one beta. You're making him look good. Like, my number one guy, look how sharp he is, you know? Excuse me. But, yeah, the 1 to 10 mind reading trick, okay? Simply look at your audience and say, start with one person. Say, pick a number between 1 and 10. Don't tell it to me. And when they come up with a number, immediately guess that they've picked 7. The reason is 77% of people pick the number 7. That's a lot of 7s, but it's true. Look it up. But, yeah, so that's crazy. So your chances are really good that they're going to pick 7. 7's the lucky number. It's, you know, it's a sign of goodness and with religion. And so it's just a number that a lot of people pick for different reasons. So that's a really good social proof trick that usually works because people are blown away. Like, how did you know that? And then, of course, you can play it up. You know, oh, well, I read minds, you know. Now I'm, you know, then you can end up telling them and they think, wow, I learned something cool, something new from this guy who's really interesting and funny and, you know, even has neat little tricks. Another cool mind trick that you probably see is key bending. And this one, of course, would take a little bit more preparation, but it's actually simple. What you do is you take two keys and you put them in your hand, you rub them together and work them and actually bend the key. And you say you bend it with your mind. Obviously, no one would be strong enough just to bend a single key in their hand. What you do is you take one key, put it through the hole of the other key, and when you're acting like you're rubbing your hands together, you're actually holding down and bending that key against the other one by putting it through the hole. But a really neat trick. It does ruin the key, though, so remember that. But another funny trick, social proof trick that gets people talking, and obviously they're talking about you, and anytime anyone's talking about you, then they are upping your social proof and putting you in a better alpha stance. Closing in, the beginning of the takeover. So now we've started. We're the teacher's pet. Everyone thinks we're cool as shit. Interesting. You know, and what's so awesome about these techniques, doesn't matter if you have been the silent, boring type, you know, for the last 10 years at your job, 20 years at your job, no one gives a shit. If you start spouting out interesting stuff, everyone's always going to think, God, I did not know that he was, you know, this interesting. I did not know you were that funny. You've always been so quiet. I didn't know you knew how to, you know, do some crazy mind tricks. That's wild. Who is this guy? It's kind of interesting. And people might think the mind tricks will throw people off. Never does. People always find that interesting because they know that you are not really reading their mind. Don't tell them that you're using black ops on them. They will not find that quite as funny. All right, so we're closing in. This is very, 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 very important. Most all alphas have social proof in the bucket. All right. What does that mean? Most of them already have tons of social proof tactics too. So be prepared for that. Okay. Doing a takeover is not always going to be easy. You built yourself up really quickly. These alphas, most of them in most situations, have been working it for a while. Doesn't matter though, because remember the dynamics of a tribe change every second. It's a constantly evolving life form, a tribe is. So just because he has been a tribe leader for 10 years or 2 minutes, it still is very easy for you to overtake. But know what his social proof values have been. See what he's been doing to provide his social proof. That'll give you more of an angle to come at him. Now, even though he does have social proof, quote-unquote, in the bucket, there's one thing you have. You've outthought the situation. You see, he might be the natural alpha leader, but you are the unnatural alpha leader. So you can become an alpha in a controlled or uncontrolled situation. I mean, hell, you can even hypnotize after you're done with this course in a controlled or uncontrolled situation. So that's where your takeover is going to work. And that's why this works not 90% of the time, but 100% of the time if done correctly. Because your techniques, your funny jokes, your nickel knowledge, your mind tricks is limitless. He's only going to have what he naturally has. You can study up and outshine. Okay? So we don't want to make this into a pissing match. That would look weird. But you just want to start slowly overtaking by, if he says something funny, make sure you have something interesting and are keeping the attention of the audience as well. Like I said, don't make this noticeable. This is where some people screw up. If this is done correctly, you will definitely become the alpha. If you overdo it, if you overthink the situation and you start acting unnatural, you're going to lose. So that's very important. And so right when he does, demonstrates higher value by doing a social proof exercise by accident, because remember, he has no clue even what the hell he's doing. We've just studied this and picked it apart and figured it out. Then follow up by having something interesting to say also. But here is where the takeover starts. When you say something, an interesting nickel knowledge fact, a funny joke, a mind-reading trick, then you're going to bust his balls a little bit, okay? Or you're going to pick on her if it's a female. I mean, what you want to do is, if you do the mind-bending trick with the key, and then you tell everyone how you did it, I put the key in here, you look at the alpha and say, "You didn't get that, did you?" And laugh. Do it with a smile. Always be smiling. The alpha, the Mr. Cool guy that you see on the front of GQ magazine with his face tilted down and a mouth kind of frowning, or the model actress you see in the pages of Glamour magazine or W magazine trying to look all cool, that shit doesn't work in the real world. People want to hang out with fun, happy people who are having a good time, okay? So bust his balls, pick on the guy a little bit, but you want to do it with a smile. You know, hit him in the side of the arm and say, "You didn't get that joke, did you?" You got to mess with him a little bit, because this guy is the alpha. He's so used to everyone kissing his ass, especially his number one beta, you know, his top dog. So when he starts getting his balls busted a little bit, he's going to get defensive. Guys, people cannot stand being around defensive people. It's one of the most just nasty traits that are out there. It's one of the most unappealing, is what I was going to say, traits a person can do. All right? "Well, of course I got it. Of course I got it. What are you talking about?" He's going to do one or two things. He's going to back up like that. "Of course I got it. Of course I got it." And or he's going to try to turn around and pick back on you, okay? And be like, "Yeah, I got it. Did you?" or something, you know, stupid. Or he might have something great. The point is, no matter what he says, and this is what's so beautiful, is people are looking for him to be defensive. Even if he is not, you can say, "Whoa, horse, you know, chill out, man." You know, or obviously that wouldn't work in a work environment with your boss or something like, "Oh man, I was just playing, you know. Yeah, I was just messing with you." You know, like, give a tone that, hey, no need to get defensive, even if he's not. Because what's cool about that statement, that really is a blanket statement. That can work in any situation. Just, hey, yeah, I was just picking on you, man. You know, didn't mean anything by it. And it's going to make him back up and be defensive, even if he was not in his initial reply to you. So I hope you're seeing where we're going with this. We're building him up, building a huge trust barrier with him, and then we're slowly turning him to make him confuse his betas. All right? Now what's happening? We're making the alpha defensive. The number one beta is. You see the takeover now? We're making him defensive. People are kind of like, "Wait a minute. You know, he's kind of acting like a dumbass," because tribes are dynamic. They're always moving, right? Well, this guy sitting there, they're going to visually see you taking control of him. Of course, no one's going to know that it actually is a control factor. That's what's so beautiful about it. But that's not the only thing, okay? There's a couple, about four or five more things I want to share with you that'll help you overtake. We talked earlier about bragging rights and how that is a really turn off. But if you can shift the phase from the alpha to you, when he talks about something, talk about it as well. And be very careful with this. Do not brag about how what you've done is better or that type of thing. But be very nonchalant about it and mention things that are similar. Don't let him one-up you anymore. You've been letting him one-up you and you've been acting like he's great. But you're slowly shifting the phase, is what we call this. And shifting the phase to be not that he's any better than you. Remember, we're doing this for the betas, because they are the ones who are electing who is the alpha and who is not. Ask them leading questions. Lead them on a trip. And this is some other things that you could script out. So much of this, if I have not mentioned, can be scripted. That's what's so interesting about social dynamics and social conversations. When you start to realize that they're so similar, so mundane, that you can literally have scripts set up and say these exact words to people and end up becoming the alpha. I don't teach that, and I have some in my Black Ops Monthly course, but the reason I don't teach it just to everyone is I even tell people this as a warning in Black Ops Monthly. I don't want a bunch of robots running around saying these exact phrases that I've taught you. So, but just so you know how effective this is, this overtaking material, you can actually use exact scripts and use the same thing every time. And once you find the right pattern of words that work, it's just like cracking a computer, people. Hacking a brain is just like cracking a computer. But anyway, sorry to venture off course. I'm going to close up taking over. We got the leading questions. Make them nominate you, all right? Leading questions can be used to the alpha or to the betas, okay? A good one with the alpha would be, a good one with the betas, make them nominate you. When you hit the alpha in the arm and say, you didn't get that joke, did you? Then look at one of the betas and go, did he get that? Do you think he got that? And then like wink at him. Of course, he won't see you winking at them, and that's a sign of, come on, let's pull his leg a little bit. They're already seeing these higher social values in you, so they will, if done correctly, once again, they will always laugh about it inside and say, I don't think he did. Busting, once again, the big brass balls of the alpha. And so you can do leading questions to get them to go against the alpha, and also do leading questions to the alpha to confuse him and get him to go with you. And especially if y'all are talking about a similar interaction where you did better, you can always say, like, here's a good example. If he kind of said something funny, you said something funnier. If you had a joke to follow up with, and be like, I got you on that one, didn't I? Make him say yes, you know? And so when people start seeing the alpha being beta to you, then your takeover's almost done. All right, so we got three closers, okay? These are the three obstacle crushers. That's what I've called them. And should have mentioned this at the beginning, but don't forget, you do have your workbook that I have with you for the alpha course. So you do have a worksheet you can go by while you're listening to this. And also what I really intended it for, not as much to look over while you were doing this course and listening to the audio CDs, but be able to have it when you don't have access to the audio CDs. So the three obstacle crushers, these are great. First one, now obstacle crusher obviously is going to mean if you're having a hard time getting through and taking over the alpha. First one's the negative compliments, all right? Now this is similar to some other tactics that we use in the next course, but these I like to call negative compliments because they're a little bit different. It's that I like those but use, okay? I like those shoes, but they look a little small for your feet. You know, compared to your body, it's like your shoes are... It's like maybe it's just your feet. Are your feet small? And I hope you can see where this is going already. It's automatically going to make him a defensive tone, right? But you do it with a smile. Don't be an asshole. That's not what we're here to do. If you piss him off, you're going to look like a jerk. So you don't want to do that. But another one might be a negative compliment. I like those glasses, but it looks like they're kind of scratched up, man. Is it hard to see out of that? You know, implying the fact that the alpha would be the type of guy who would walk around with scratched glasses just because he was too cheap to go get a new pair. I mean, these are never ending, usually on physical things that they are wearing or something like that. And once again, the point is, it's going to do one of two things. They're either going to have to back up and explain themselves, okay, or they're going to get defensive, and either way you win. Because then, you know, hey, man, I wasn't saying that at all. You totally mistook it. I was just... Yeah, I like your shoes, you know. Or no, I said I like the glasses. I was just wondering, you know. Whole point is, and that's really kind of goes along with the leading questions. But that the reason I call that an obstacle crusher is because these are kind of your artillery in the back. When things aren't working out, bam, you can pull these out and usually just totally nail your target. I mean, these are so freaking effective. It's almost ridiculous. All right, so the second one, know the party. This is more for taking out an alpha in a social situation, not like work. This is more at a bar, somewhere like that. Get to know people, and you'll learn how to do this with the Black Mirror technique without being scared with the Iron Man pattern. Get to know people in the club, social environment. You know, if it's a large office party with multiple offices that you don't see, get to know people in the room before you overtake the alpha. Get to know everyone surrounding, okay? And I know that might seem weird now just to walk up to a group of people and start talking. But once you learn some social proof techniques and more and that kind of stuff, you can walk up similar to how a magician would walk up, and everyone, instead of being creeped out by him, would be interested in him. And I will show you techniques like that in the next lesson. Get to know everyone so when you're with the alpha, and all the betas are around, then you can wave at some, you know, people around the room. It's like you know everyone. You're Mr. Popular. You know, you can say, hey, Dan, let me know, you know, if he starts walking out. Hey, Dan, let me know if you get that promotion you were talking about. That's awesome. Go get it, man. Or, you know, hey, Sam, if you go to the game this weekend, call me. You know? Or I know a guy who's amazing, amazing at Black Ops. He's absolutely killer. He's been doing it since the beginning, about three and a half years ago. But he will actually look at people he does not know, has never met, and then he'll say something, you know, like, hey, let's go see that game next week. But he'll trail his sentences so they can't hear what he says. And most people in social situations, if, you know, like, hey, hey, Dan, and like trail Dan, because he wants the alpha to hear him say his name, but doesn't want the guy to hear him say it. Like I said, this guy's a pro. The guy will turn around and he'll say, you know, let's definitely do that game we talked about next week, or a hot girl, whoever he thinks would provide the most dynamic social proof for him in that situation. And but he will trail off the words they can't hear. Most people, and then he'll wave and say, okay, see ya, and give them a confirmation they can go. It's total mind control on two different levels, because he's doing it for social proof, yet he's making this person think that he maybe mistaked them or knew them or something, making them uncomfortable, then closing it so they're thinking, oh God, thank God I can just walk away and not have to walk over there. So it's it's really a dual technique. And that's a good one, but that's going to be more advanced stuff. That's the kind of stuff I'll teach in Black Ops Monthly, which is my more advanced version of this course. That's invite only. Okay, the last one, the last obstacle crusher. And remember, guys, obstacle crusher so far, negative compliments, knowing the party. The last one is focused on the highest ranking beta. Basically, you want to steal the teacher's pet. And when you've done this successfully, not only have you won, and whoever, you've become the teacher's pet. Remember that. You sucked up to the alpha, overtook, and then y'all had a battlegrounds, a mental battle. But you became the teacher's pet. But before you walked in, find the teacher's pet and then overtake them so they are your teacher's pet. Once you have taken the alpha's credibility, made him pull some defensive maneuvers, made people think you were more interesting, hurt his social proof while gaining more on yours, then stole his teacher's pet, guys, he has absolutely nothing now. You are in complete control. So you want to take this teacher's pet. Now, how do you do that? Really simple. It's so easy. Listen first to how the alpha male treated him and just treat him a little bit better. People, especially once they see you doing an alpha and overtake, it's going to be a little bit of a vibey moment, a little bit of a strange moment. And they are going to, once they see the takeover in progress, and you start treating them better than the alpha would treat them, you know, like if it's a work environment, damn, is no one giving you a raise? Because you sure as hell deserve one, you know. And, you know, God, you are always busting your ass, you know. Notice the weaknesses that alpha has with his beta, and then take up for him. I mean, it's as simple as that. It's just really kind of paying attention a little bit. Because once you do that, then you're going to be giving him what every human in the world wants. What you're taking away from the alpha, you're giving to the beta, the number one beta. That is approval. You're going to hear a lot about that in the next sections as well. Everyone wants approval. Everyone wants someone's approval. And that's why a lot of this stuff works. A lot of the making people defensive, a lot of being silent and making uncomfortable silences and forcing them and being comfortable in them. And you'll learn all this stuff. But all these techniques, you know, humans, and I say this a lot, are just such naked beasts. And it's funny how insecure the average person is walking around feeling, and how they're constantly looking for other people's approval. And I've seen it myself, and I've done it a million times. All right, the last thing, when you exit the group, when you're leaving, make sure you're the one that closes the conversation, all right? And when you do it, mention everyone go do something. Like if you're at work, all right, guys, I'm about to starve. Let's all go eat, all right? You just closed it up with the alpha still there, the old alpha. You're now the alpha, and told everyone what to do. You're doing what he is used to doing. That's just cementing it, laying a seed for next time you come in that situation. Because remember, next time you come in, he could be attempting to to be the one in control again. Might not, though. But you at least have the tools, and he does not. It's just random for him. So always close the conversation on your own accord. That is what people in powerful positions do. They let people exit. That's what you want to do. Now think about this. Not only now that you are an alpha, can you control the alpha and have an easier time using techniques. What's so awesome? He's going to be pissed off, right? He's going to be upset with you. Now all you've got to do is use a Black Mirror technique on him, and he's going to like you. It's such a roller coaster, emotional roller coaster. Like I said, this is definitely a Black Ops technique, becoming an alpha, but it's not as intricate as some of the next things you're going to be learning. But this technique is still very, very powerful and still shows you how you can totally screw with someone's mind in a short matter of time, because it took an hour to explain, but it would only take 10 minutes, 5 minutes for me to do. And it's just amazing. But not only can you control him, hypnotize him using No Cleaver and all these effects easier, but you are the alpha. You can control any freaking body in the group, in your tribe. So, like I said, you know, becoming an alpha of a situation just makes your job as a Black Ops operator a little bit easier, because everyone looks up to you. I'm going to close this with one thing, most important thing in all of Black Ops. So please listen carefully. Be prepared. Pre-think any situation. All this stuff was not magically inscribed into a book by my bedside when I woke up one morning. The three leaders did not accidentally put on their sock and find a scroll in the bottom of it that told them all this in-depth covert information. All this was invented. Black Ops was birthed because people pre-thought. And that is so, so important. That is the only reason this stuff works. The reason you can outthink, outpersuade, out-hypnotize, out-confuse, out-bewilder, out-steer, out-bend, out-move, out-time-distort, out-do anything on anyone is because you can pre-think the social dynamics. All conversations work the same way. We've said before and we'll say again, conversations are a living being. Once they start, they're going to have a death. They did have a birth. You can control when all that is. And you can control the life. The whole point is, once you look at this dynamically, once you really sit down and realize how all this can be controlled so easily, just by pre-thinking, just by having some scripts up that go with your personality base, just by having written down ideas, when you come home from a day, do me a favor. Make a Black Ops journal. And this is very important, a very good idea. Make a Black Ops journal. Come home every day and write down where shit went wrong. You know, okay, well, I tried to get this girl's phone number at lunch. That didn't work. Or if you're a woman, you know, I walked into this room with five executives and all dressed in suits. I happened to be in my jogging sweatsuit because I was off work today. And they definitely tried to intimidate me in this job. You know, picked on me. Why could I not overtake all five of them? Write down where things went wrong. Write down where they went wrong and how to control that situation, what you would do if you could go back. And you'll find yourself coming up with ideas of your own. So that Black Ops is more than just a couple scripts you're going to learn. Black Ops is a way to live your life. It's a way to think smarter. It's a way to control. Because remember, guys, nothing wrong with controlling your environment. Nothing wrong with controlling other people. Because if you don't, someone's an alpha and someone else is. All right, from here, I recommend you to go check out The Majors, which is The Roots of Covert Control, The Majors CD. Obviously, I have a workbook with it as well. And obviously, on the product download website, I have everything set up to kind of show you what to read.